Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has great things going on all the time. He has things to say that we all need to hear. When we hear the Lord out, when we take him by his word and listen to him and embrace what he's saying, that's when we can move forward. The world is also talking, and sometimes in the name of the Lord. Not on purpose to do his will, but in deception. The enemy speaks to deceive. He will try to mimic the authority of God. But there's no substance to it. There's no love in it. The wisdom of God comes from the heart of God, which is the love, his love. Everything he does requires love. Without love, your faith won't work. Sometimes people can believe what God said, but faith works by love. Everything of the world, it doesn't, you know, the world don't require love. That's why people gravitate to the world. The world doesn't require anything of you, but love does. Love requires you to do something. Not just look at something and wish that it was better. Love requires you to do something. God told Adam, be fruitful. Love requires you to do something. And I noticed that when people don't want to do something, there's a lack of love. It's always that way. Only people that love will do. Now, some people will do great things, but for worldly reasons. That's why when Jesus talked about the judgment of the believers' works, all the works that was done because of conquest, they wanted to make a name. They wanted to do something great. That's a worldly perception. They wanted to do something great to look good before men. But when you do it so people can live, that's valuable. You're not going to get an award just for doing the right thing. Ask anybody that's got integrity. Nobody's going to do a parade and for you because you did something that should be done. But when they find out, you will be remembered. But that's not the reason we do what we do. We do it because we love God. We're sharing in the kingdom of God. We're accessing the kingdom of God. But people have used faith, the faith message, to draw people in, letting them know that you can have a better life, which you can. And you can have better things, which you can. And they put the emphasis on the financial part, the personal things that you would desire, that anybody would desire in their right mind. But it goes the life of God is so much better than that. We have a chance to direct people in the way that they should go. Some people become teachers because they love the students and they want the students to have the best possible outcome because they love their students. My mother was that way. She made sure every student could read and comprehend. And she taught third grade. You could get them to do what they're supposed to. Now, she wanted to retire before she did, but she loved the students. And eventually she did retire. But when you have a position to help people and shape their life in God's route, in God's way, you can do this. You have a chance to help somebody that could possibly be deceived into doing the wrong things. And some people, they tried the wrong things that went through my mother's class, and then they thought about what she had done and they came back, she would always meet people that told her how she impacted their lives. At her funeral, that was some of her students that I didn't know about that spoke. And they told the truth. I was walking home from high school. Our high school was far away. You know, when I was in the ninth grade, I went to Banks. That's about a 3 or 4 mile trek from my house. And one of her students saw me walking. And she had been, you know, she was older than me. She took me home because she wanted to know where Miss Amber lived. You have a chance to make an impact on people's lives. That's what God is looking at. And you're going to be blessed for it. You may not get a new car just for doing the right thing all the time. But you're helping people live. And see, when you do it with the motive of love, when you do it with God's motive, everything you do, you're going to be greatly rewarded for it. You're stacking up treasures from in heaven. You're buying gold from God. But we don't look at it. That's not why we do it. We know it, but we know that's not why I do what I do. This is my only chance to help people know God. Doing these broadcasts, the radio broadcasts, the work I do on the side to fund it because people don't give to it. God has given me a vehicle to minister to people, and I use it. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe what the Lord told me. I'm doing this by covenant agreement. I'm in agreement with God. And I ask the Lord to bless as many people possible to hear this broadcast. I had a crazy dream last night. Sometimes the Lord gives you some of the craziest dreams. But within the dream, besides what else happened in the dream, I met a couple, and they were just so sweet. They were so nice. And I wanted to tell them about the broadcast. But I didn't get to tell the husband, but the wife, she came back and shook my hand again. And I said, I want to let you know about a website I got. And then, they were strangers now. And then she said, newlivingletters.com. I said, yeah, newlivingletters.com. But she said it first. The Lord let me know people are getting these messages. Only the Lord can reveal something like that to somebody. That's a stranger. Now, either she listened a lot and she knew my voice, but God know how to get a point over to you. Now, that's very encouraging, but I believe in covenant. And the Lord showed me people to pray for last night. People that I hadn't seen in years. You know, God is so good. He'll guide you in life so that you can pray so that things can happen, so that things can fall into place. Now, it's very important that we do our part. Whatever we do by the integrity, by the love of God, God is going to bless you for it. He's going to enable you to do it some more. If you're motivated to help people and you're asking God to help you, He's going to motivate you and help you do some more. And on greater levels. And because you're active, your faith is active. My pastor always talks about active faith. If you're using your faith to do good and you're going about desiring to do good, you may not even have the courage to follow through. But when you do, when you're active, and you want to, God will help. He will help. He will show you how to do it even greater. He said, if you bear fruit, He'll purge you that you'll bring forth more fruit. The things that's holding you back, He'll make you aware of it and show you how to kill it, and then you'll bring forth even more fruit. This is our heritage. And so many times people desire they put the fiddle things on the high shelf. Let's go with the greater things of God, the love of God, the people you know every day. You can impact people's lives by your kindness, your everyday, godly, loving kindness. And whatever you do, do it from the motive of love. Your everyday kindness, your sincerity. Then you can live the wisdom of God. You can't make other people live the wisdom of God. They're not going to do it all the time. And hopefully they will some. But when they see you doing it, you'll be surprised how people's habits will change. People need to see other people doing right. When I grew up in a neighborhood where all the men was working, I don't think that was anybody that was just pure lazy. All the men, they had at least, to live there, they had to be working, because that was a nice neighborhood. So they did some breaking through just to be there. And all of our little eyes was watching how the men did things. Now, we were not always diligent. We didn't always want to work, but seeing the grown men keep their yards up and wash their cars and take and buy houses and they sit out there and talk to their wife. We saw this growing up, so we desired it. And all my friends on that street, they were diligent. Except for one. Maybe one or two didn't lunch out. But the rest of us did. And they were diligent. They got good jobs. They worked them. Even the ones that got on drugs had jobs. And some of them got off drugs. We need the life of God. We need the character of God. We need His involvement. We need to know what He's doing. We need to live and express His love. And when you're willing to do that, God will promote you into doing more. And it'll be more refined. And it'll be easier. You'll have the courage and bravery you need to do it. You'll lose the fear. Fear will fall off your life, because active love drives out fear. And you're going to see the beautiful side of life. And you're going to see what God can do in you. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret that'll happen. You can get so wound up in doing God's business that you'll have vision for it that other people don't have. And you just have to learn not to talk too much, because everybody can't see what you see as you progress in God. And don't be offended against them, because they just got to grow into it like we all do. But sometimes, compared to what other people are doing, you may have grown much further in following God than they have. Even pastors. People are people, and they get as far as they can. They get as far as they go. But when they see somebody, anybody doing the thing, the will of God, it's something obvious. When you're doing the love of God, when you're living the love and the wisdom and the holiness of God, you're doing something obvious. You're like a light set on a hill. You can't be hidden. You can't go unnoticed anymore. Because you're doing something that's so rare and so needful. Keep doing it. You will inspire the right people that way. You will inspire people that are smarter than you. You will inspire people that's not as educated as you. And they'll start progressing. This thing is huge. The kingdom of God starts out like the smallest seed, but becomes the greatest herb. the analogy God used, he used the herd, because we don't live long, we die. We can make such an impact within the time that we have. 100 years is 10% of what Adam lived. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years, he lived to be 930. And we, on average, we live a tenth of what he lived. Between 70 and 120 years, that's a tenth. 95 is a tenth. 95 is the median. He got close to the median of what he should have been. He should have lived, you know, if he didn't eat off the tree, he could have lived. He would have been alive now. But he didn't live but a fraction of the time that God gave him. Death worked in him and he died. He died that day. He said, "Day to God is 1,000 years. But he made us in 24-hour periods. A day to us is 24 hours. A day to God is 1,000 years. And also, a day to God is our time, 24-hour period. See, the Lord told me in 2017, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not living. When he said that, I was kind of nervous. I said, I need time to do this. But here it is, 2020. It's almost 3 years later. In November, it will be 3 years later. Gave me time according to his time. He told me a time to make arrangements, to make, I had to do some growing, I had to reconsider some things, and I hadn't heard language like that in years. Only my pastor would say, be current, and tell people to be current, stay right with God. The preachers don't preach like that no more. They focus on other stuff. A lot of times churches, they cater to the, you know, the squeaky oil against the wheel. Sometimes the people that won't grow up, they won't come to church and listen. They call the pastor in the middle of the night about their crisis, and they always have one because they won't grow up. And they slow the progress down because they won't grow up. But what if people grew up and start praying and cooperating and doing what the Lord is saying to do? What if people just took time out of their schedule and got to know God? They'll stop having all these crises. Their emotions will grow, and they'll stop slowing the thing down. They'll start speeding up. See, the Holy Spirit will rest on a church where people are teachable, where people want the things of God, where they're trying to progress, where they're trying to get, if you're trying to get people saved and healed, your focus will change, and a lot of stuff that you go out and get in trouble doing, you're not going to have appetite for that anymore. And the people that's going out that you're attached to, you're going to have the wisdom to help them. And they'll stop wanting to kill themselves. You have to give children something to work with. And stop backbiting. There's so much backbiting, slander among people, even God's people. You can't sit up and backbite and talk about the pastor in front of your children. Then they're going to think it's all right to do it. Now there's strife, and you can't learn in a condition of strife. If you look at anybody's life, there's something that could be improved. And that's stupid, because we're all trying to grow instead of magnifying what's not. Are you praying for them? There's two reasons people don't pray for the president or the mayor or the governor. One is because they like them. And in arguments, they try to defend them. So, but they don't think to pray for them. The other reason is because they hate them. And they want them to fail, and they're not going to pray for them. It's foolish to desire somebody to fail that's head of your country, city, or state, or even your spouse. When you get in strife with people, you can't say anything good about them. When people hate people, they can't say anything good about them. They always say something against them. And now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because when you operate according to the living love of God, it has the opposite effect. You're building people up, not tearing people down. You're doing what needs to be done, and you're part of the healing process. That healing process that's in you from salvation. But when you do the opposite and cause strife and debate and problems everywhere you go as a pattern, that's not good for you. And it's counterproductive against God. Remember, the way we love God is the way we love man. But when we do things God's way, there will be treasures and no regret. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.